Today I'll be sharing a fascinating story of how a skeptic became one of Padre Pio's most devoted friends. John McCaffrey had no particular interest in meeting Padre Pio, but as you'll hear, meeting Padre Pio changed his life in ways he could not have anticipated. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today I'd like to share with you a fascinating story about John McCaffrey's journey to becoming Padre Pio's close friend. These insights are sourced from Diane Allen's book, Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio, Book 2. Now, I enjoyed every story by Diane Allen, and this one did not disappoint. Listen to this. John McCaffrey was a man of many talents and accomplishments. Over the years, he worked as a writer, a university professor, a journalist, and even a businessman. During World War II, John lived in Switzerland, where he was the head of an underground resistance against the Nazis. It was there that he first heard of Padre Pio. One day, John's confessor, Father Rizzi, gave him a book about Padre Pio, mentioning that Padre Pio had the stigmata along with many other spiritual gifts. John accepted the book, but had no intention of reading it. You see, although John was a man of faith, he had always been skeptical about so-called mystics. His intellectual mindset made him suspicious of any kind of supernatural phenomenon. As far as he was concerned, mysticism was something to be avoided. The next time Padre Pio came up was when World War II was ending. John's new confessor, Father Gian Antonio, a Capuchin priest in Milan, told John about his own visit to Padre Pio. Father Gian Antonio shared how everyone at the convent held Padre Pio in the highest regard. During his confession with Padre Pio, he had felt an indescribable peace. After sharing his experience, he even gifted John with 2 photographs of Padre Pio. But still, John's heart was unmoved. Years later, a friend invited John to visit Padre Pio and attend his mass in San Giovanni Rotondo. But John was reluctant. Why travel such a long distance when there were many Catholic churches in Milan? However, after nearly a decade of hearing about Padre Pio, he finally agreed to go. And that's when he finally understood why everyone was so captivated by Padre Pio. During the Mass, all of John's doubts about Padre Pio disappeared. The way Padre Pio prayed, each word spoken slowly, conveyed a sanctity that filled the entire church. The majority of those in attendance were poor people, farmers, laborers, and people of the working class. John observed that all who were present seemed to be aware of the sacredness of the Mass. Later that day, John and some others were invited to visit Padre Pio in his cell. They spoke for over an hour, and when it was time to say goodbye, John was reluctant to leave. The experience had been far beyond his expectations, and he couldn't wait to return. Since John's business often brought him to Italy, he started visiting San Giovanni Rotondo whenever he could. John soon became a familiar face at the convent. He became well acquainted with a friar named Giovanni Vignolini, who cared for Padre Pio when he was ill, which was often. Giovanni allowed John to accompany him into Padre Pio's cell, and whenever they went together, John enjoyed the rare privilege of walking past the convent porter without being stopped. As time passed, and through many visits, John and Padre Pio became very close. When John's friends learned of his upcoming trip to San Giovanni Rotondo, they asked him to request Padre Pio's prayers for them. John knew that Padre Pio's time was very limited, so he came up with a plan. Before meeting Padre Pio, he spent some time in silence in the church, recalling one by one each friend and their prayer intentions. Then, when he saw Padre Pio, he would say, "I have these prayer intentions in my heart, not only my own, but also those of my friends, and I would like to ask for your prayers." However, on one occasion, John realized he had forgotten two individuals. When he realized his error, he decided to tell Padre Pio. But before he could say a word, Padre Pio said to him, "Oh yes, don't worry, I'm going to pray for those two as well." John soon learned that nothing could be hidden from Padre Pio. Without ever seeing John's business calendar, Padre Pio would sometimes remind him of upcoming appointments. And when John faced personal struggles, Padre Pio seemed to know without being told. Although sometimes Padre Pio's advice didn't make sense at the time, John soon learned that following his advice always worked out for the best. End of story. In conclusion, John's journey with Padre Pio is a beautiful testament to how a skeptic became to see the undeniable holiness of Padre Pio. Now, I'd like to ask you, our dear viewers, how did you first come to know Padre Pio? Was it through a book, YouTube, or maybe a friend? Please share your story in the comments section below. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being part of our community. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.